What a weird week. Pork, you can drink. Friday, February 23rd, 2024.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here.
Really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott, and this is What a Weird Week, where we catch you up on the weird news stories of the past week. Let's get into it. If you want show notes or a transcript or podcast stuff, you can click shownotes.page. Shownotes.page. This is Season 5, Episode 8, first published Friday, February the 23rd, 2024.
10.
A new Guinness World Record for the most sweaters worn at once. A girl in Washington State, Sophia Hayden, has attained sweater-wearing greatness. She managed to put on 45 sweaters and wear them all. By the way, her mom is quoted in the story as saying, "It was hard to get that many sweaters, 45 sweaters, going, because the last, you know, bunch of sweaters, they have to be huge to fit over the other sweaters. It wasn't easy to track down all the sweaters." The mom is Alessandra Hayden. We had an Alessandra Hayden from Washington State on the show not long ago talking about another world record. Alessandra Hayden of Washington State with the world record for the longest crocheting marathon. If you didn't catch that show, you can check the archives. It was a fascinating one. Trust me, one of our highest rated ones. So Alessandra crocheted for 134 hours, something like that. And then you turn around, you collect yourself, take a breather, and then you're right back into world record territory with wearing sweaters. Sophia wearing all those sweaters. How great is that?
9.
It's a follow-up to when we talked about Bobby or Bobby. I always say Bobby. I've heard it pronounced both ways. The oldest dog in the world, Bobby, God rest his soul, he's gone to his great reward. Bobby was in the Guinness Book of World Records for being almost 32 years old. Very, 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 very old for a dog. Now the pooch has officially been stripped of that title. I'm glad that they followed up. You know, truth has to mean something. They investigated and they just cannot confirm. There was some suspicion. Some veterinarian said, no, it's just not possible. That's me paraphrasing. And so the Guinness Book of World Records dug into it deeper, and they have taken away the world record status of the oldest dog, the former oldest dog, the dog who once had the oldest dog record. Awkward to say, hey? Or wait, I'm awkward. I'm the awkward one. You're right, you guys. Up next, it's the group of Ryans. This is the What a Weird Week show.
8.
The Ryan Rodeo is in the news this week. This is a group out of Brooklyn, a society of Ryans. And to be in this club, you must be named Ryan. They're having a Ryan Rodeo this weekend in Austin in hopes of breaking the world record for the largest same-name gathering. Right now, the record is held by a whole bunch of Ivans who got together. 2,325 Ivans set that world record in 2017. Once before on this program, we talked about Kyles, a group of Kyles attempting the record in Kyle, Texas. But this record is tough to beat. Now the ball is in your court, Ryans. They're going for the record this weekend. If your name is Ryan, depending on when you're hearing this program, there still might be time for you to get to Austin and be a part of some Ryan greatness. By the way, the article does mention that the Ryan Society officials will be laying down the law. No Bryans, only Ryans. So don't even try, Brian. Don't even.
7.
The Naked Man Festival of Japan made news this week. The festival is ending after 1,000 years. It's been running for 1,000 years. They just had their last one, you guys, and they say it's because they just can't find enough people who want to participate in the Naked Man Festival. The story shines a light on a bigger issue, which I will not get into. I mean, a changing society and an aging population. Those are things, you could do a deep dive on this story and really unpack some of that. But today, let's focus on the fact that on the surface, it's a bunch of men in white thongs wrestling each other, and not enough people are signing up for this thing, and that's why the event has to end. I'm just doing a cursory dive into this one. I'm sure that it's ceremonial or a rite of passage for a lot of people in Japan. You know, It has a deeper meaning. I'm positive it must, but no disrespect intended. If you're doing research on a naked man festival, your browser history is going to get flagged at work. Whether it's right or wrong, it's just something that happens. So I didn't want to get a note from the IT department, didn't want to have another meeting. It's always a misunderstanding, you guys, but still. So I just stop at Naked Man Festival, canceled. There is a link if you want to do a deeper dive. Up next is the gas station bathroom in the news. Not for a bad reason, you guys. This is the What a Weird Week show. Thank you for listening to our program of weird news.
Six.
This one from Hoops at United Press International. He is the weird news guru. A couple got married in a social media famous bathroom. The happy couple from Ohio got married in a gas station bathroom in Kentucky. The gas station is the Hop Shops. And they had a bathroom going viral situation on their hands, but in a good way. A gas station goes viral on social media, a gas station bathroom, and you're like, oh, but this was in a good way. Their bathroom became famous on social media because it has a button. You're in this gas station bathroom, you press that red button, and all of a sudden, it's a disco party. The sign is clearly labeled, do not push this button, but when you do press the button, mixed messaging, you press the button, nothing bad happens, it's disco time. So congratulations to Logan and Tiana. They said their vows and then pressed that red button for the first dance.
Five.
Shout out to the marketing team who got a casino in the news this week with a fun Oscars contest, publicity stunt, job offer, one of those. Test Casinos made the news this week because they're offering $2,000 if you're picked for the job of watching all 10 Best Picture nominees for this year's Academy Awards. Then you've got to rate the movies and try to predict who will win. If you're selected for this, you get $2,000. You also get a big old big screen TV and you get some food delivery money. So you don't have to leave the comfort of your giant TV to prepare food like a chump. They're going to take care of feeding you. This one is open to United States of America, folks, and here in Canada also. So we have a link in the show notes if you're interested. By the way, it's going to be Oppenheimer, isn't it? Next, another world record. A fast one. A weird one. And a fast one. It's weird news, you guys. Weird news. This is the What a Weird Week show.
Four.
Another world record. This one's super fast. A fellow has set the land speed world record for riding on a toy car. It's one of those cars like a kid would truck around in, a little car. And here's a full-sized human being, an engineering student in Germany, and he souped up this toy car, and he hits the record 92 miles an hour. 92 point something per hour. This little toy car. So we link to the video. It does not seem safe. You may want to watch the video if you have a second to click shownotes.page. If you don't have a chance, I'll save you a click. Just imagine a normal sized human being on a teeny tiny toy car going way too fast, things looking super dangerous. But then at the end, everybody's happy. World record.
Three.
There's a new latte flavor at Starbucks. This is available in China and it's pork. Pork-flavored latte. And I don't know if we have to go into it more than that, really. That's the whole story. You can get a latte at Starbucks in China that tastes like pork. A nice, savory latte. Basically soup. That's soup, isn't it? Starbucks is serving up soup. Up next is the Tooth Fairy story that made news this week. We getting closer to the number one weird story of the week. This is the What a Weird Week show.
Two.
The Tooth Fairy is in the news for paying less for teeth. The last 5 years or so, it's been going up and up and up, the average monetary gift that the Tooth Fairy leaves. Well, now it's dropped from $6.23. That's the national average, United States of America. Now it's under $6. This is all according to a survey done by Delta Dental, which is a dental insurance company in the United States of America. They blame inflation. The Tooth Fairy, I'm paraphrasing, but the Tooth Fairy, I don't want to quote the Tooth Fairy here, but basically dialing it back a bit to save on costs. By the way, we link to the article. It's not for children. Children might not like this article. Put it that way.
Honorable mention.
An article from HuffPost talking about this study, new study out whether marijuana makes running easier or not. Might surprise you. Oh, and by the way, listener discretion, where I'm broadcasting from, marijuana is legal. It perhaps is not legal where you're at. Please enjoy responsibly. I don't know what I'm supposed to say legally, but just talking about the study, it's from University of Colorado, and we do link to the article from HuffPost if you click show notes. Page. According to the study, it seems to indicate that people using cannabis before a run, they reported that they had improved motivation to run and their workout was more fun. It seemed more fun, but also it does make exercise feel harder. So you get a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. You're more motivated. You had fun, but it was hard work. Unexpected. I mean, when you think about marijuana use, you would not guess that it motivated you to exercise. You would, and other studies have indicated it motivates you to relax, stay on the sofa. So they're going to have to do some more research, I guess. What's that? Some people, they're already lined up. People are lining up to volunteer for this study. I'm just kidding. Look, it was a cheap joke. I'm just kidding around. But anyway, to be continued on that one. Hang on, our number one story is a brand new food. It's next.
It's a weird world. This is the What a Weird Week show.
One.
Chizza is in the news, like pizza, but with a CH. Today and tomorrow, this show drops February 23rd. Today and tomorrow in New York City, you can go to the East 14th Street KFC, and it'll be transformed into a chicken pizzeria that will be serving chizza, which is pizza, but with a chicken base. It's fried chicken with pizza toppings on it. This weekend is the publicity stunt, and then, or that's how I would term it. I mean, you know, whatever. They're promoting this new product. Then starting next week, in many locations in the United States, you'll be able to enjoy chizza. Chizza? Chizza. I would say chizza, like pizza. Okay, I'm content with how I'm pronouncing it. It's crispy pieces of fried chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. This portion of the show not sponsored by KFC, by the way, but when you develop a new way to enjoy fried chicken and pizza pie, you're going to get the top spot in a lot of countdowns, I feel. And that's it. That's the episode. For show notes or a transcript of today's program, you can go to shownotes.page. You can find out how to subscribe to our podcast there as well, or just search What a Weird Week wherever you get podcasts. Every weekend, we're one of the things you can hear on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the stream. Catch you next week for another countdown of weird news.